Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the audio comparison I'm going to make from my point of view between the Alexa device and Google Home. Now, this is probably going to be a biased demo. Well, not biased, as in I'm going to treat these folks fairly, but I think by the end of it you'll know what I prefer. Although, in fairness, Amazon's Alexa has been out a lot longer than Google Home. Google Home has been... Why isn't the Alexa working? Okay. Google Home has been out for, I don't know how long it's been out in the States, probably about a year or over. Only been out in Australia for a few months. Echo? No. Oh! I didn't hear you set up. Stop. Okay. There we go. So, I'm going to ask ECHO how old it is to give you an idea of how long it's been out. Now, obviously, you can change the name with Amazon's, with the Alexa devices. You can change the wake-up name. I can't remember. I think you can only change it between three names. So that's ECHO. There's Alexa, who's in my now room. And then there's Amazon, which is currently at my partner's place, current home. But when he comes over next month to move in with me, he'll be bringing that as well. So we'll have the three Alexa devices. So I've noticed the ECHO does not recognize that Echo is an accent. It can't recognize my accent. So I have to kind of put an American American swing on it. Echo, how old are you?
I'm 2 in human years, 14 in dog years, and 25 in cat years. I think AI years are marked by nanoseconds, so that makes me like a skrillion.
Okay, that's really not what I wanted to know. I wanted to know how long it's been out. I'm going to turn this up for the purpose of this recording because I haven't got a speaker on this one in our room. I've got a Jambox set up. So anyway, just to give you a description, so these are Echo Dots, and they are kind of very small in comparison to the Google Home. In fact, I haven't seen the other Alexa devices. I think you can get Echoes and Dots and Taps, so that was probably confusing for you what I just said. Now, I think these are Dots, I'm sorry. So, Dots are, I'm hopeless at measurements, but they're really small and cute little things. They have got a built-in speaker, but obviously it does sound a little bit better on a bigger speaker. It's got rubber underneath on the other side, which of course helps it to stay on the table. It's round. It's powered by USB. So it's got a micro C1. I think it's a micro one. Yeah. That goes into it, and then the normal one to go into the normal USB port, either on the computer or a USB charger or plug that goes into a wall outlet. So yeah, these Amazon dots are very small and dainty. I wish I can. I think I'm fair to say they're about, like, if I put my three fingers on the table, because that's where it's sitting at the moment, put this down right on the table. If I put my three fingers, pointer, middle finger, and ring finger, coming up from the table, it's about that height. The width is, what would you say? You could put your hand over it easily. I'm sorry, I'm not good at measurements. Maybe if I had a ruler still, I'd measure it, but I don't. Maybe I should look at the specs online, and I would if I was motivated. A few people asked me to do a demo, and I thought it'd be fun to do it. So here we go. Not doing any specs. But most of you guys, apart from us poor Australians, would have an Echo. The only reason I do is because my partner's coming to live with me, and I decided that, well, I like Echo better than Google Home. And you'll probably find out why soon. So I've got a couple here now. Even though they're not quite supported in Australia yet, they will be. But I've got mine to do what I need it to do right now. So I'm very happy. So the app's not available, obviously, in Australia, but you can configure it on the website, alexa.amazon.com. That's http://alexa.amazon.com. So that's the Alexa Echo Dot. Now the Google Home, as I say, is much bigger. The speaker, these can be both Bluetooth, act as Bluetooth speakers, by the way. The Google Home though, cancel.
Sorry, I don't know how to help you.
No,
that.
You don't. So it's got a more sort of a bassier speaker, so you almost wouldn't need to plug in another speaker, I would say. It's got like on the bottom, it's like a felt sort of speaker all the way around. On the other side, there is a rubber rim. It doesn't go all the way, sort of. It's not all rubber like the dots. But it's just got the rubber ring around the perimeter. But actually, because I guess of the weight of it, it moves around less on the table than the Alexa dots. There's felt that sort of, you know, acts as a speaker grill around the bottom. I hear that you can actually take these off and buy out different colours and things like that. I forgot to tell you, we said with Google Home, there's like one button on one of the sides. Sorry, that's my guide dog, Clarice. There's a button, and that is the mute button, I believe. Yes. Hang on, let me see.
The mic is muted.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay.
The mic's back on.
Yeah, good. There's just on one of the, well, so you can't say sides because it's round, but on one of the, well, maybe you can say sides. Okay, so you go up the top of that's the only button on Google Home. You go up. There's my cats running around. This is a professional podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You go up and on the top of this, there's no other buttons, as I say. It's like on the top, it's slanted. Oh, stop it, puppies. and kitties. The top is touch sensitive on the Google Home. So if you're playing music, you can touch it once to mute it. Also, if you put your finger, if you remove it around the perimeter of Google Home, it turns the volume up and down respectively, of course, depending on which way you have your finger. Google Home doesn't have USB. It's powered just by a normal AC adapter. In this case, it's a box, like a box charger. It's a bit of a, it's like a, not like heavy like a brick, but you know, they describe them, the power packs, as bricks. I forgot to say, with the dots, I'm not sure what the other Alexa devices like, but there is 4 buttons on the top, and they go around in like a clock face, like, so you know, you've got 12, 3, 6, 9. There's a dot on the 3, or where the 3 button, you know, where would be on the clock. That's the action button. You can also use that to, you can press it and hold it, and it will, you know, you can talk to it. Like if you've got a muted, you can use that to press it, and while you're pressing it, you can talk to it. So yeah, and there's also an actions button. So when you're setting it up, it asks you to press the action button a few times, or yeah, hold it down. Anyway, so there's nothing that is actioned by touch on the dots. Like I said, I'm not sure what the other Alexa devices are. I know that there's an Echo, Echo Show that's come out, and that's got a screen, and whether that's touch sensitive on the screen, who really knows. Anyway, now to get into my demo. Okay, so we asked the dot how old it was. We'll ask Google how old it is. I think I'm gonna probably put my phone down in between these guys, so that's me. Okay. Hey Google, how old are you?
I just launched recently, so I'm pretty young.
Now that's interesting. It used to say something different, which leads me to a point I should make. So most of you will probably know that Alexa relies on skills. So anyone, whether it's the Amazon crew or just anyone that decides to write skills, can make skills. They're essentially like little apps that you can launch by your voice, or you can actually launch it from the community website, the skills community website. And it basically means that this is mostly why, or that Amazon devices, Alexa devices, can do a lot more, because there's a lot more people involved in creating apps, whereas Google Home doesn't rely on that. It relies on just, you know, getting updates made from Google. So that's obviously, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but my feeling is, you know, that at the moment that doesn't have like skills. Whether they will in the future, who really knows? But if it keeps going like it is, I can't see Google Home getting updated as quickly as Amazon Alexa devices do. But that's certainly a different answer to what it told me in the beginning. Now, with both of them, their updates will just happen in the background. With a bit, obviously, as I say, with the Alexa devices, you can also enable skills, which means you've got access to plenty more things, games and, you know, and other things that it will do. Now, I like Alexa because of the games, and I like the novelty stuff, and I like just being able to talk to it pretty much and just seeing what it says to random things I say. So, as you know, I do like the music aspect, but I really only mainly like it for, you know, fun and entertainment purposes. Obviously, with both these devices, you can actually, if you have certain lights and thermostats and things like that, you control it with these devices, which is, I guess, how I first learned about Amazon's Alexa. Let me see. Hey Google, sing me a song.
I'm still working on my singing voice.
Well, that's not what it said before. Hey Google, sing me a song.
I'm still working on my singing voice.
Well, that's interesting because it used to sing. It used to sing with this sort of instrumental bit in the background. Sing, sing, sing. I like to sing, or something like that. Whereas Alexa has many different songs. Echo, sing me a song. Oh, I haven't heard this before.
Take me with you, take me on a journey. Oh, Captain, I beseech you, take me across the open sea. Trim the sails and brave the gales, live for a hearty sea breeze. Winds full force, let's plot a course to find three that we can see. Sail, oh, thou ship low, treasures buried near. Heave, ho, off we go to sail the seven seas. Sail, oh, thou ship low, treasures buried dear. To sail the seven seas.
Oh wow, that is blooming awesome. I seriously haven't heard that before. Oh, that is, I like that. And that's probably one of my favorites, my favorite songs. It does love songs and everything like that. So cool. So that's sort of annoying because Google Home's obviously working on some updates right now with the songs. Okay, let me try one more time. Hey Google, sing me a song.
I'm still working on my singing voice.
Oh, okay. We don't get that. Now I'm going to try and play some music. What will I play? What's my favorite song right now? I've got lots of favorite songs. Oh, okay. This is definitely not my situation. I just love this song. Hey Google, play Torn Between Two Lovers.
Torn Between Two Lovers by Mary McGregor Shaw. Playing on Spotify.
Okay, hey Google. Hey Google, stop. Okay, Echo, play Torn Between Two Lovers.
Torn Between Two Lovers by Mary McGregor from Spotify.
Echo, stop. So, we definitely found out which one was the fastest to play. You guessed it, my favorite, Now, it's taking me to today to figure out how to play my favorite Melbourne talk radio station on the Alexa devices. It was funny because when I was in America a few months ago, we were able to play it fine, but for some reason I had to change the wording a lot. So these, both of these devices play can play access TuneIn Radio and iHeart Radio. So when I usually launch radio sessions from Google Home, it tends to look at iHeart first and then TuneIn. And I'm thinking that's probably what these Alexa devices do. However, it doesn't seem to like the, you know, playing 3W on iHeart. In fact, I can't get it to do it, as I say. So I have to specify to use TuneIn, and I found that works. So we're going to do a test here. Hey Google, play 3AW.
All right, here's 3AW on iHeart Radio. Go on, ring it.
Grunts and gadgets, talking okay. Tech, busy streets and
hey Google,
tracks. Get the best.
Stop. Echo. Play 3AW on TuneIn.
I cannot play by artist on TuneIn.
No. Echo. Play 3AW on TuneIn Radio.
Three off from TuneIn.
What about To Kick the Bucket?
And where does that come
from?
Well,
this is horrible too. all these ones, they're all a bit gory. When a cow was killed at a slaughterhouse, they would place a bucket
Echo.
Under it.
Stop. So, there we go. We have Alexa winning again with the speed in which it took to play. So, when I have my alarm set to wake up in the morning and I asked Google to play 3AW, it would take a long to start playing the news, as it was at the half hour. So it felt like I'd missed half the news, or maybe that's a slight exaggeration. However, with the Alexa Dot, I'm very happy to report that I don't miss half the news. Like I say, you know, I totally accept that Google Home is still new, and especially new out in Australia. So give it time. Yes, I'll do that. Now, I know it's a bit late, but I thought this was cool. Echo, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Can you dig it?
So it's got three of those messages. I really shouldn't, you know, spoil it for people. But hey Google, happy Halloween.
You're just looking for candy, aren't you? Great idea. Here, have a handful.
Oh, well, that's really cool, actually. Didn't tell me that before. Okay, speaking of novelty stuff, we shall continue. Well, I'm going to say, hey Google, what games can you play?
Let's see. We can play Lucky Trivia or Crystal Ball. Take your pick.
Cancel.
Okay, maybe another time. I'm always up for a game.
Oh, well, Yeah. Okay, so Lucky Trivia is pretty cool. It really is. It's fun. But Crystal Ball's not really a game. It's just like a novelty thing. So, you know, it hasn't got another game, and I any other games, but I believe the American Google does have one more game. I can't remember what it is, but it does. Adlibs, that's right. Adlibs it has. I don't know why we don't have that in Australia yet. I can imagine the built-in games in on Alexa will be limited when it does come to Australia, which I hear is next year now. Anyway, these are built-in games I'm asking about, not skills yet. So, Echo, what games can you play?
For help with that question, go to the help and feedback section of the Alexa app.
No, that's no good. Echo, what games can you play?
To find games and trivia that I can play, go to the Alexa app.
Are you kidding
me? I've added a link there with more info.
No. I didn't used to say that. What is up with that? What's wrong with telling me the games you play? Echo, what games can you play?
To find games,
well, I'll be
the
damned.
Games and trivia skills in your Alexa app. Oh. You can also ask, play a game.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. No, that's right. It needs me to say that. Echo, play a game.
Okay, let's play a game. Would you like fake history?
No.
Would you like to give Spelling Game by Magoosh a try?
No.
Would you like to try Volley Daily Trivia Game?
No.
Would you like American President's Quiz?
No.
Would you like to try Audio Battleship?
No. Although, some other time. Okay, cancel.
All right.
Cancel. So, yeah. I don't know. I think that might be listing some skills. So, it seems like Alexa has some built-in games and most the other things are skills. So, there are thousands and thousands of skills that people have created. Some are good. Some are recommended highly by, you know, the people that write from Amazon, I guess. Others, you know, are like really silly. Like Echo, open fart. And I think that's all it does, really. Okay. So let's see. What skill? Oh, so it's got, there's a couple of skills with that, you know, are like adventure games, like you just tell it where you want it to go and it'll describe what's around you and things like that, you know, the old text adventure games. And there's like, that's a skill called the Magic Door, which I've been playing. So when you first want to add a skill, if you're not on the using your app or the website, you can say, you know, Alexa enable and then the skill name. And then once you've enabled the skill, the next time you're going to, you can just say Alexa open skill name. Let's see what I can do, which won't take up a lot of time. Oh, look, I'll show you a bit of Magic Door, where I'm up to. Echo, open the Magic Door.
Welcome back to the Haunted Lighthouse Adventure. We walk cautiously as the path winds around boulders and cuts through shrubs. As we walk, the sounds of the sea get louder. And then, about halfway to the shore, a gust of wind suddenly swirls around us. That wind is cold, and I'm feeling quite chilly. Let's pick up the pace. Did you just say something? Would you like to keep going down or go back up the path?
Keep going down.
Okay, let's keep walking. As we descend, we notice a fog starting to roll in off the water. Unfortunately, our glowing path is starting to fade. I hold up our lantern to help us find our way. We can only see a few feet in front of us, but we cautiously keep going. Stay closer to me.
Echo? Stop. Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just say open the magic door when you're ready for an adventure.
Will do. So that's an example of one of the skills. My skills... I guess it would take a lot for someone to develop a game with sound effects like that. So that's really cool. It also has EarPlay, which is and codename Sickness. You might remember that from the iPhone, where basically you give it instructions, and it will, you know, like there's a story and it asks you, you know, at times what you want to do, this or that, basically. We can play the trivia game on Google. And it is a good quality game. They just need more of them. Hey Google, play trivia.
Give me a second to put on my game show host costume. Okay, I'm ready. Welcome to Are You Feeling Lucky? It's a rhetorical question. It's also the name of this game. I'm the host with the most trivia questions. How many want to play this time?
One.
We're going solo. Get ready for 5 questions. Okay, your game name is Platypus. You can use your regular name outside of the game. Let's begin.
Thank you.
If you can't take the fun, just say stop. Quiet on set. It's a sound question. Which animal makes this noise? A donkey. A hedgehog. Or a gorilla.
A donkey. Hey Google.
I like that.
Stop.
Are you sure you want to quit?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for playing.
Okay, so I thought I better not go through all of that because I might bore some of you. So that's basically how that works. And yeah, like I say, it is pretty good. There's a lot of different trivia games on Alexa. But of course, you know, a lot of the problem is that of course, a lot of it's American-based questions, like really specifically American, which can be difficult, of course, because, you know, I'm not a big trivia buff anyway, unfortunately, let alone it being American-based. But I guess when it comes to Australia, we can, of course, expect more sort of global kind of questions. Oh, something that Google does and Alexa doesn't by default, although it might have a skill. In fact, I think it does now. But hey Google, what does a cat say?
Here's a cat sound.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Angry cat. Angry cat. Hey Google, what does a dog say?
Here's a dog sound.
My partner was telling me today that he did read in an email that came out today that in an update that he can play Animal Sounds now, Alexa. I actually haven't read that email because he forwarded some of them to me. And I don't think it does. Echo? What noise does a cat make? That's interesting, Clarice, greatly. But wow, there you go. So that was updated. So, of course, that email was right and I used the right wording. I think what does a cat say wouldn't do anything. Echo, what does a cat say? Oh, okay. Echo, what sound does a dog make? Ooh. Angry doggy. But wow, that is new because it didn't do that, a while ago. So there, that's an update. They're really, 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 they're getting a bit frightened because Google had something that Alexa didn't. Let's see. Echo, what sound does a horse make?
A horse is a horse. Of course, when it says nay.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Echo, what sound does a cow make? Wow, that's pretty cool. Hey, Google. What does a cow say?
Here's what a cow sounds like.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay, so Alexa can now do that too. Not Alexa, that's in our room. Echo, who let the dogs out?
I didn't see, but the dogs seemed to like it.
Hey, Google. Who let the dogs out?
It wasn't me.
And then it has another saying. Hey, Google. Who let the dogs out?
I wish I could tell you, but that song never did reveal who.
Two. Hey, Google. I can't sleep.
You can try breathing deeply and thinking of nothing.
Echo, I can't sleep.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh. Hey, Google, I can't sleep.
You could try counting sheep.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for, because I've had that sound. Now, Google Home can't make purchases using it yet. With Alexa, you can. Not from here, obviously, but from America and the UK and whichever country you reside in. Who supports Alexa? Amazon Alexa. So you can buy stuff, obviously, through Amazon. I'm thinking when Google Home gets it, maybe it will use, like, I don't know, maybe any store, who knows. But I would think we'd have Alexa soon here supporting in Australia because they're already building Amazon stores, warehouses and things like that. With Google Home can make phone calls, I think to not only other Google Home devices, but they can make phone calls within America and Canada, and that's not the Australian Google Home yet. They can't make phone calls in Australia, which sucks. Alexa, the Alexa devices can do the same thing. They can make phone calls within America and Canada and maybe other countries, who knows. They can also call other Alexa devices. I tried that today. I called from Echo using calling our room, because we've named it to our room, which is the Alexa that resides in our room. I could try that now. Echo, call our room.
Calling our room.
So I'm gonna take this phone to our room and let you hear what the ring sounds like there. Alexa, answer. Hello? 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 Wahoo! Hi. Echo. Oh, no dogs, it's all right. Yep. I don't know if you can hear that echo in there, that coming from the other room. Hello? Wahoo! Yes. Yes. Sorry, I could play with you today. Not really. Alexa, hang up. Oh. Doo-doo. See, okay, doggies. Oh, yes. So, hope you heard all that. Now, what was I going to try? What was the other thing I was going to do? Oh yes, alarms. I won't demonstrate the alarms for you, but basically, Google Home and Alexa does the same things there. They both do alarms. And they both do countdown timers. I wonder, I know Alexa does sleep timers. And last I checked, which was a while ago, Google Home didn't yet. But who knows, it might now. Let's see. Hey, Google. Hang on. Stop. I don't know what I was going to ask it then.
Take your time.
Oh, thank you. hey, Google. Set a sleep timer for 2 minutes.
Sorry, I can't do that.
Oh, damn it.
Timers can only be set if there's media playing.
Oh, okay, so maybe it does. All right. Hey, Google. Resume.
Nothing's playing.
Oh,
right
no,
now.
No. Hey, Google. Play Torn Between Two Lovers.
Torn Between Two Lovers by Mary McGregor. Sure. Playing on Spotify.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. Oh man. Okay. Hey Google. Set a sleep timer for 1 minute.
Bedroom Home will stop playing in 1 minute.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. So it does do that now. Hey Google. Stop. Hey Google. Give me a tongue twister.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked if Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Well, that's very good, because I actually haven't tried that, because I just read today that Alexa can now do it. So, Echo, give me a tongue twister.
A big black bug bit a big black bear, and the big black bear bled blood. This Ooh. Black bug bled blue black blood, while the other black bug bled blue.
Oh, did Alexa stuff up there? Anyway, that's my overall comparison. I better go before my poor dog fades away and feed her. But I hope, you know, I hope that somebody might enjoy this as much as I enjoyed doing it. I haven't tested the volumes on any of these. Like, I haven't, you know, edited this or anything like that, because I can't really do that on the phone. But I hope that was okay. And, yeah, thanks for listening.